My Life.
My Life.
My Life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference.
My Life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference.
Well, hello there again, wonderful people. Thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of My Life. And as you heard from the intro, this month's episode is going to be a little different. You know, last month, Stephen and I were very fortunate to attend and be presenters at the 2021 National Coupa HR Conference in National Harbor, Maryland. You know, just to let you know, Coupa stands for College and University Professional Association, and essentially, it's a gathering of HR college professionals getting together to share ideas and knowledge, network, and just celebrate each other's work and support the whole year. Being that it was a national conference, Stephen and I interacted with so many amazing people around the United States, just grinding away like we do here at FSCJ to make the college experience for the students and staff as effective, efficient, and satisfying as possible. Anyway, Steve, do you have anything to add for your experience there?
Well, yeah, Mark, just like you said, we were privileged to represent FSCJ, and we did that as presenters, and our topic actually centered around this podcast and also the job opening podcast that many of you may have heard. The title of our presentation was Showcasing Your Institutional Brand, Using Podcasts to Attract and Engage Your Customer Base. So we talked about the value of podcasting, why an institution would want to use podcast. You took a good part of the presentation to help them understand what podcasts are and gave a lot of very, very important data about the use of podcasts and why an institution would want to adopt the idea of using a podcast. And then we gave them best practices on how to create and how to record a podcast. Part of the presentation, you even helped them think about what type of podcast to create, how to develop a script and use your voice. And then I showcased some of the technical aspects of recording the podcast. And I think the best part of the entire presentation was when we pulled somebody from the audience who was a really, really talented lady. And we sat down and recorded a podcast and had it finished so that the audience could not only see the process, but hear the finished product. And it just was a great moment in the presentation itself. And they were always very engaged with us, and they ask a lot of great questions. And I hope it's okay to include this, but someone actually came up to you and said that this was one of the best presentations they had been to at that particular conference. And so, you know, I thought that was a great compliment.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, when we asked Ava to participate in this, she is, of course, pretty apprehensive about it, but she said yes, and we went through the podcast session. And like you said, Steve, she was very good. She was a very good orator. She was able to be very articulate in what she was saying, and she sounded like a natural, and it bodes to show, and it goes to show. I think we are capable of so much more than we think we currently are capable of, and all it takes is just a little nudge, a little push to take you out of your comfort zone and showcase, you know, what you truly are, and sharing that information with a lot of people that are out there. And I think a lot of people during our presentation saw that they're capable of doing such an interesting thing to help promote not only themselves, but promote the institution that they're working for, so other individuals can see all the good things that are happening. I mean, don't you think so, Steve?
Oh, I do. Yes. I think we made some connections with some very interesting people. And just to set up how this came about, we were doing our best to try to represent FSCJ, not only at our presentation, but promoting it as well. So what we did was we printed a poster. And it was about the size of your backpack. And so you attached it to your backpack and walked around the expo center, which generated a lot of feedback and positive feedback and positive conversations about what was the sign about and what's your presentation about. And additionally, we were able to set up our recording gear in the expo center. And so again, that drew some attention, and that's opened the door for some conversations with the individuals you're about to hear. And so, again, we had a great time, and we hope that you enjoy the following many conversations.
We have Darren from the University of Minnesota. We have a gentleman named Ten from the University of Notre Dame. And we have, that we just talked about earlier, Miss Ava from the University of Maryland. And we hope you enjoy these clips.
Hey, everyone. My name is Mark Lynn, and thanks for tuning in to the very first episode of my life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference. I'm here with Darren from the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and he's here to talk a little bit about his experience so far at the Coupa Conference. So, hey, Darren, how you doing today?
I'm doing just great. It's invigorating to be here in person.
Oh, great. Understood. So, just to get started, can you tell me how your experience here at the Coupa Conference has been so far?
My experience has been very good. It's nice to be back in person. I do understand there's a number of people that are have registered and are attending virtually, but there is still no replacement for that in-person experience in the CR vendors and the conference space, and really to reconnect with my colleagues from across the nation with Coupa HR.
And you know what, that what you mentioned is a big reoccurring theme that I've been seeing and talking with individuals here at the conference, being able to interact with people and setting the foundation to come back and do these conferences again really sets the great foundation for this. So again, thank you for participating and being here to and organize all of this. So you said you're from Minnesota. Can you tell me the best part about working at your particular college?
Yeah, I think the best part about being at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus is the experience and the location. The students are just fabulous. You get so much energy from working with the students. And then being in a downtown setting, an urban setting, so you can go from right away with the students, the downtown Minneapolis, so you can go 10 miles and you can be in a rural setting with our St. Paul campus. And so you can get a wide range of experience in a very short time and with all within one day. You can be in a farm setting and in the middle of crops and farmland with the St. Paul campus, or you can be in the center of TCF Bank Stadium with the students. And so it's such a wide range of experiences that you can encounter all in one day with students.
Oh, nice. I actually have never been to Minnesota, but my tech guy here, Steve Gunter, has. Can you relate to that? Yeah? Yeah, he's nodding his head. He doesn't have a mic. It's because I talk too much. So Darren, thank you for participating. And you listeners, thanks for sticking around. Hey, everyone. My name is Mark Lynn. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of My Life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference. I'm here with Ten Gray from the University of Notre Dame. Oh, man, I'm getting kind of, I don't think I'm ready for this. And he's here to talk a little bit about his experience so far at the Coupa Conference. Hey, Ten, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you for stopping by. We just set this podcast things up, and we saw you looking, and thankfully we reeled you in.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Good. Mm-hmm. So, can you tell me, how is your experience here at the Coupa Conference so far?
So far, it's actually been very positive. Getting to network with other HR professionals from around the country, sharing stories, understanding that even though we're all at different schools and different parts of the country, that a lot of the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis there are a lot of similarities between them. And so just having that chance to network with people who do the same thing you do and share best practices and learn from them has been really positive. So.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you, Ten. When I was here, when we first got here, the first session talked about trying to experience the same experiences, like you said, and people were able to empathize with me because they knew exactly what we're doing, and being able to connect, like you said, and talk to so many other individuals of like minds, getting together and sharing ideas. This is a great platform to be in, and I'm like you, I'm very thankful and very honored to be here. So, steering on to the next question, you said you're from the University of Notre Dame.
That is correct.
You tell me the best part about working at your college?
There are a lot of really positive things about working at Notre Dame. If I had to say the best part, you know, would be the people, the people that I work with, my colleagues, my campus partners, the employees that we get to serve on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, if you ask a lot of people what's the best part of their job, but they'll say it's the people, but, you know, and that's probably true. But definitely for us, it is the people that I work with and the people that I work for, getting to interact with them, helping them to, you know, resolve issues and you know, have a better work experience. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely the best part of my job. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate that information, Ten.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it, man. Thanks so much for participating, and thanks for sticking around. Again, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. My name is Mark Lynn, and thanks for tuning in to My Life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference. I'm here with Ava from the University of Maryland, and she's here to talk a little bit about her experience so far at the Coupa Conference. So, hey, Ava, how you doing?
I'm doing really great. This is the last day of the conference, and I'm so glad that we're finally able to get back together in person again. It's been a long time.
Oh, it has been, absolutely. And I think I share your sentiment. It's been so long since we've actually seen faces of people of like minds in human resources. So it's very, very enlightening. So it goes on to my next question. Can you tell me how your experience here at the Coupa Conference has been so far?
You know, it's been really awesome, Mark. I got to listen to the keynote speaker yesterday, and one of the things that really resonated with me was to get out of your comfort zone and to actually generalize, do things that you don't normally do in human resources. When I saw this podcast as one of the things that you could do, I was like, I've never seen that before in an HR conference. So that's actually why I'm here today. I think the conference has been really valuable.
Oh, thank you. We didn't pay her to say that. That was just her, okay? Just want to make that disclaimer. Anyway, so you say that you're from the University of Maryland. Can you tell me the best part about working at your college?
Wow. What's not the best part? I truly love working at the University of Maryland College Park. I think the people, gotta say the people, I'm an HR person and that's what we do. But I am actually the Director of Human Resources for Facilities Management. So we are the largest employer of non-faculty staff on the University of Maryland campus. That means that day to day I get to interface with housekeepers and groundskeepers and architects and engineers, the people who build and keep the place going. So it is an HR practice that allows me to have impact on a lot of different levels of things that go on in the university, and I really, really love what I do.
Well, thank you for that. So, Ava, thanks for participating. And to you listeners that are out there, thanks for sticking around. So, I hope you enjoyed those three mini episodes of these brave employees from different institutions around the country sharing even just a little snippet of who they are and the institution that they represent. And, you know, I don't know if you share the same sentiment, Stevie, but a reoccurring theme to my conversations with each of them was the idea of being back and interacting with people like we used to. And this tells me that people are eager to interact again. So conversations like this provides a channel and an opportunity for all of us to re-engage and to reconnect with the very people we work with every day in a way we have not really had in a while, both physically and emotionally. My life segments are more than just having a recorded conversation with an employee. It's about storytelling. It's about getting to know each other in a more personal and informal level, like you're talking to a friend, because we're all in this together. What's also important is these podcast segments help build and develop culture for all of us who work here at FSCJ and for those in our FSCJ community. And by building and nurturing culture, we create something that all organizations always strive to achieve, which is success. And lucky for us, here at FSCJ, we already have the people we need to make that happen. So take a seat with me sometime. And let's share your story. I'm looking forward to bringing you along in my next conversation with another FSCJ employee. If you are interested in sharing your story, what are you waiting for? Hit me up at employment@fscj.edu and we'll make it happen. And if you like what you heard and you want to hear more, please do us a favor. Get social with us. Follow us on Instagram at FSCJCareers to see our culture directly. We post something new almost every day. Be part of our talent community by texting JOIN to 877-354-3560 and be notified of new job openings, HR events, and new podcast uploads like this one. Lastly, we have a full library of podcasts for your listening pleasure, from job opening podcasts to employee interviews and so much more. Go to fscjcareers.buzzsprout.com and take a listen. It is all for you. I'm Mark Lynn, wishing you all continued success, and I'll talk to you later.
My life.
My life.
My life.
My life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference.
My life at the 2021 National Coupa Conference.